Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Man, it is 6-10 day, isn't it? It is. Tyler, before we get to real or fake, Tyler, you have probably been listening to 6-10 more than anybody on the show. What was the first shows? I just want to get the age. I want to get, and maybe other listeners can understand the age of Tyler Milner. What was the first show or shows you remember listening to on Sports Radio 16? You've been listening to it most of your life.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool story I like to share with folks. Went from being a listener to working here. But do you mean more so like listening on my own time, like really into it, like the P1?
What do you remember, the first shows you remember listening to? I don't know if you, I would assume you're listening with your dad.
Right.
Or whatever. Yeah. What were the first shows? Who was on?
First show I can remember listening to a dad's truck was probably the morning show that paired Vandermeer with Granato. Is that right? Yeah.
Mark Vandermeer was a host?
Yes. Yes, before he was the voice of the Texans.
I think I heard, like, Sean. Did him and Sean work together?
Johnny Harris worked with Sean.
Yeah.
John Harris worked with Sean, that's right.
That was before my time.
Ooh, Mark Vandermeer.
But the
I
first...
thought you were going to say Clinton Camlin.
Oh, God, no. No, man, my dad raised me on these airwaves. I would say the first show on these airwaves that I remember, like, as myself, like as a young teenager, like tuning into all by myself, like P1, couldn't miss, was the very show we were discussing a lot earlier with In the Loop, and that was the In the Loop days of Nick Wright, Lopez, and Jim Mudd.
Oh, so that's your strong wheelhouse listening time.
Yeah, that's the show that really, I guess, kind of made me fall in love with this radio thing.
Yeah. Someone said Lopez was with Mark. That's right. Okay, I think I've heard that.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah, Lopez with Mark. All right, well, there you go. You go back. Mark Vandermeer, the host.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to get some of the archives to hear some of that.
Hear Vandy go? Hear him riff a bit?
I want to hear, was he a hot take artist? I don't think he was. He seems measured.
But when it would be rare, but from what I remember, when he would get angry or fired up about something, it was great radio.
Yeah, I've heard him get a little fired up.
Was he the voice of the Texans at the time?
No, he would.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
He's been the voice of the Texans from the jump, hadn't he?
Yeah, I believe he was working here at this station as a radio host until 2002 when they came into existence, and then he got that gig. I think.
I thought he was in Miami as the play-by-play.
I know he was doing that at one point, but...
Huh. I'll be damned.
I could be wrong.
He got some pipes now.
No, he did. I want to hear him get good and mad.
Oh, yeah. Brooke Pryor with the Steelers. She gets a lot of run, doesn't she?
Well, rock and roll, meow.
Brooke in Kansas City. Yeah, remember Brooke.
I tell you what, Aaron Rodgers is getting a lot of run in this day's news cycle, isn't he?
She's covering a good crew. I think a little Mike Tomlin, a little Aaron Rodgers.
Is she just Cleveland? I mean, just Pittsburgh, or she does Cleveland too?
No, just Pittsburgh.
It's Mary Kay something in Cleveland.
Mary Kay Cabot. Yeah,
there we go.
When I came out of the darkness.
Yeah. Yeah, someone said Mudd's influence on your producer style is apparent.
And I would 110% co-sign that and agree. That is a strong ear you have right there, my friend. I definitely cannot deny Jim Mudd's impact on especially some of the humor.
Yeah. All right, let's do a little real or fake. I say a statement, text line, YouTube and Twitch. You can jump in with your thoughts if it's real or fake. The Texans have a top five skills group in the AFC. Joe Mixon, Nick Chubb, and for many of you, Damian Pierce.
Don't do that. Clint will get angry.
None.
I can see the anger shark swimming in Clint's
head
right now. Nick
Caserio, Jalen Higgins, the rookie, Christian Kirk, Dalton Schultz, Cade Stover. Is this a top five?
Are you talking about offensive skill?
Offensive just skill players.
No, absolutely not.
Is this real?
So? No. It might be. Obviously, the rookie Higgins we don't know about, but I mean, like Baltimore is a lot closer than you think. They've got Derrick Henry, obviously, but like I don't like their receivers aren't that great. I think the Texans have the best receiver. I mean, the Texans may arguably have one of the best receivers at top.
I think the Texans would win offensive skill. I think the Texans would win most battles in the AFC with Nico Collins as that number one. The problem is you're going to lose every single tight end battle.
Not every single.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about the top ones.
So like, I think the Bengals are probably up there with that. I mean, I think the Texans' running game is probably better than theirs. Their receivers are better, but I don't know. Like they've got Chase and Higgins, but outside of that, they don't have – those are two really good. They don't have great ones. I think it's on the table. I think the Bengals, the Chiefs, the Ravens, Buffalo are probably in there with that. But everybody else, I feel like the Texans make Christian Kirk and Nico Collins, and then the combo in the backfield is pretty strong. I'm going to say it's true. I don't know about them big boys up front, but I'm going to say it's true. Top five just skilled guys. I'll put the Texans in there. Mm-mm. Top five.
No chance. ain't no chance. You done lost your mind.
Someone said the Dolphins. Nah, I forget about the Dolphins sometimes. They're probably pretty good. Good skills. Good receivers. I think it's at least the conversation. I feel like they might run into that five range. All right, real or fake? If the Pacers win the championship, Tyrese Haliburton is officially a superstar.
Fake again. We did have this, is Haliburton a superstar conversation on Friday with old Chris Pardee. And I tried to get there, but I can't. I mean, you can't be a averaging what we averaged, about 17.5 points, something like that, in the playoffs. Now clutch, ain't no doubt about that. But I need more out of him on a night in, night out basis for him to be a superstar of any sort.
See,
clutch, yeah, some of that conversation. Yeah, sure, superstar. Nah, I'm out.
If they win it, I gotta believe he's gonna play a major part in it. And I think he is most definitely a superstar.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I do think, and you said it, you did it. I do think a lot of times we incorporate like a superstar impacting the game just via scoring. And their scoring has to be at a certain level. As I've said this before with him, I think Steve Nash was a superstar. This was a two-time MVP in the league. Him and Chris Paul, I think Chris Paul is a superstar. I know for a fact Chris Paul has never averaged more than 20 points in a season. Steve Nash has won MVPs with Shaq and Kobe in the league and not doing it from that point. His impact is all of it. Scoring, in assists, rebounds, getting people, even the hockey assists. So to me, if he were just a scorer, that's one thing, but his whole impact to me is bigger than just him not averaging 20 or 25 points a game. So he feels like the superstar in the Steve Nash, Chris Paul range of things.
Do you view him as a true point guard?
Yeah. Yeah. I think he is. And I think it's what gets him in trouble because his mindset at the beginning of games is to get everybody else involved. And tonight I think he may be selfish, right? Tonight I think he may be selfish, but I just think it's just the scoring thing that we throw on there. Someone texting Halliburton's an all-star, not superstar status. Yeah, right now, if he leads the Indiana Pacers to a championship and you combine his clutch thing where he's like 13 for 15 with shots under 5 seconds in one possession games in the postseason, like you combine that with everything he means for the team. Like that's like that one game he had against the Knicks where he's like 31, 12 and 15 with no turnovers in the game. Like he's something else. All right, coming up as we continue here on The Drive, this is interesting. CJ Stroud was asked by the media today what excites him about the Nick Caley offense. We'll let you hear what he had to say, but there's another CJ in Houston who has thoughts on answering that question as well. We'll let you hear his thoughts too. Coming up next, right here live on The Drive.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For topping and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.